Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music Matters podcast. Now, I'm going to skip the typical way I introduce a program, the way I introduce an episode. I usually give the date, the time. I'm going to ignore all of that because I want to begin this episode with a question. And I want you to understand that this question is of the utmost importance. So when I ask the question, and I mean this, what you should probably do is as soon as you hear the question, you should hit pause, go walk around, and think about it. And once you've answered the question for yourself, then come back and listen to everything I have to say. Because this question has haunted me for probably the past 3 weeks. As I got closer to the end of 2018, I found myself once again having that end of the year frustration that I have as a hardcore music fan. Now, I could talk about that frustration, but the more I think about it, I don't think most people can relate. So it's a waste of time to talk about why I get so frustrated at the end of every year when it comes to music, but I'm not going to do that. I simply want to give you the question that I've struggled with, and I want you to struggle with it, and then I'm going to try to provide a way for that as we go into 2019, that when we get to the end of 2019, we could answer the question differently than all of us are probably going to answer the question today. All right? Are you ready? Here is the question. In 2018, did music really matter? No. Don't say yes. Don't throw out just a careless yes. I want you to think about that. Did music really matter to you in 2018? I'm not asking if you listened to any, right? Because you could be sitting at work and have music on and it's just in the background. It doesn't really matter. You're not really paying attention to it. You're not really thinking about it. You're not analyzing it. It's simply there to make the day go by faster. That's not music mattering. That what matters to you is to get through the workday. And yes, it may be enjoyable, but it doesn't mean that music really matters to you. You may have music playing at your house when you're taking care of responsibilities around the home, and it may make it more enjoyable, and that's wonderful. But that doesn't mean music really mattered to you. It doesn't mean that it meant anything of significance. You may read about it. You may talk about it. You may keep up with it. But did it really matter to you in any meaningful way? And I have a theory. I believe that in 2018 and some of the years leading up to it, that it became harder for music to really matter to people in any meaningful way. And the reason it became harder for it to matter is because we had access to more of it. And the more you have of something, the more difficult it becomes for that to actually matter to you. Let me try to explain. There was a time that this is how it worked for most average music fans who were not filthy rich. All right? It's the way it works. You get paid. You have a limited amount of income. So because you're a music fan, you're going to go buy some music. Now, you're only going to possibly be able to buy one LP, one CD, one cassette, whatever it may be. You may be really able to really dig in that week or that month and buy two albums in whatever format that you may buy them in, whether it was an LP, a CD, a cassette. We can go even back to 8-track. I don't know who would want an 8-track, but that's a whole different story. We could talk about my frustrations with 8-tracks, but we won't go there, all right? Now, let's say you bought one album or two albums. You just put your hard-earned money on the counter and you gave it to someone, and in exchange, you got that music. You paid for it. You had to drive to the store to get it. Now, at that moment, just from a psychological standpoint, that music matters more to you at that moment because you just paid for it. So you're going to go home. You're going to unwrap that. You're going to place it either on the turntable, in the CD player, in the cassette player, and you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to it. You're going to look at the album cover. You may read the credits. You may read any of the other liner notes. You may follow along with the lyrics, and you're going to listen to that album definitely more than once. Even if you struggle with it, even if you may not necessarily love it, you're going to listen to it more because you paid for it. You now are the owner of it. And so you're going to listen to it maybe 3 times, maybe 4 times, maybe 5 times. And if you find yourself really liking the album, you're like, man, this is really good. You're going to live with that album day in and day out. You're going to listen to it over and over and over again. You're going to play it. If it's in a portable format like a CD or a cassette, you're going to go to your car and you're going to drive around listening to it. And you're going to listen to it over and over because you paid for it. You're the owner of it. It's not viewed as disposable. So just right there, from a psychological perspective, it already matters more to you. And I don't think anyone can argue with me there. And because you paid for it, you're going to listen to it more. And listen, repetition of listening to a song or an album creates a psychological connection with it, where when you look back, you remember that time, because that time of year, whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whatever it is, you can remember it because you had a soundtrack to it. And whenever you hear that soundtrack, you're transported back. So that music matters because it became a part of your daily life, your life for a week, a month, maybe even for a year. You would hear people all the time in the past, hey, I listened to that album so much that I had to buy a new copy because literally the needle had eaten away at the grooves of the vinyls that it wouldn't play anymore. Or I wore that cassette out. I listened to that cassette so many times that the tape broke. I can't really wear out a CD per se, but I listened to it so much that the laser could have burned a hole in it. I listened to it. I knew every word. I knew every beat. I knew every pause. I knew every hand clap. I knew every word, lyric, backwards, forwards, upside down. It was my album. Well, things have changed dramatically because now you pay a monthly fee. And on a positive note, you have access to everything. But because you have access to everything, you know what you have a tendency to do? It's all disposable. Oh, yeah, I'll play that album. Okay, good. Skip a song. Skip that song. Okay, what? Go to another album. Oh, it's Friday. It's New Music Day. Let me listen to this album. Listen to that. You listen to 5, 6, 7 albums. You may even like some of them. You may even tell yourself you're going to come back to them. But you know what you're doing? You're just going through them like a buffet line at a cafeteria. And not one thing really matters. It's just all there for you to use. It just becomes a tool that you use maybe to make your day go better, maybe to put on some background noise, maybe even for a little bit of enjoyment. But it doesn't really matter because you have so much at your fingertips. So you don't really focus on one thing. Back to the past. In the past, one of the major ways you discovered music and one of the ways you were listening to music, because if you couldn't buy it, you didn't really have access to it any other way. So you would use radio. And we all know, everyone complains about it, but all the studies demonstrate why it's done, is they use repetition over and over and over, because all the studies say that if a radio station throws in a long line of songs that people have not heard, they will turn the channel. Even though they complain about repetition, even though they complain about it, if you throw in new stuff, they don't. So what they really want is they want more variety, not more variety, they want more repetition of more songs. That's what they really, of songs they already know. It's just a weird psychological thing. They complain about it, but in reality, they want it, and everyone knows that, because all the people in radio have studied it. I've read the studies, I've talked to people in radio about it, and they think it's funny when people complain about too much repetition. But here's what that repetition does. Again, go back in time. I can think back to times when I was very young in the 1970s or as a teenager in the 1980s, listening to radio. There were songs that literally defined the summer of 1983 or the school year of 1984 or hanging out at the swimming or hanging around the swimming pool in 1970, whatever. And there were certain songs that were played on radio over and over. And radio was what you were listening to. So you were at their mercy. You listened to what they played. And because they used repetition, guess what? Those songs matter. They still matter. I hear them immediately, because they served as a soundtrack. Without that repetition, here's what it's like. You hear a song, you move on to another song. That first song doesn't matter because you're going to just move on without it. Now we have access to millions of songs. One playlist after another playlist. We go from this song to this song. And we can skip repetition. We can ignore repetition. We can just go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. And it's almost overwhelming. There's so many ways to discover so much music that you're like, oh, what about this? Oh, what about this? What about this? What about that? And when it's all said and done, you may have listened to even more music than you did in the past. You had access to more than you did in the past. You may even know more about different artists than you did in the past. But guess the one thing you don't have? Any meaningful connection to any of it, because it was disposable. You listened and moved on to the next thing. I believe, if we're honest, music in many ways matters less. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always people out there who do things completely different. And so everything I'm saying may not hit home, but there's some of you, you have to be honest with yourself. Man, 2018, music didn't really matter. I don't even have any real connection with any of the music in 2018. Of course you don't, because you listened to it and moved on to 5,000 other things. The joke on Beats One, which is the live radio station on Apple Music, you should definitely listen to Beats One. They make the joke that an album is only relevant for 48 to 72 hours. The album's released, everybody's like, oh, this is awesome. 72 hours later, they've already moved on to something else. Nobody even cares about that anymore. Well, an album can't be relevant or mean anything. Now, there are exceptions to that. Taylor Swift's album, been listened to a million times forever. Drake, a billion times over and over and over. There are some albums that are exceptions to that rule. And there's always those certain albums that are an exception to an individual. But in general, everyone knows that this is a problem, and even people in the industry are talking about it. So what I want to do in this last episode of the Music Matters podcast for 2018, have no idea what's going to happen to this podcast in 2019. Whatever may happen, this one, I'm going to go out swinging, okay? I'm going to go out trying to make a difference, and I hope someone will listen to me. Now, I'm going to offer up a formula. You can modify this formula for whatever fits you, and let me explain. If you listen to more hours of music than, say, the average person, then you can clearly modify this to include maybe a little more than I'm going to offer. If you listen to not as much music, you need to maybe even lower the number of options I'm going to give you. What I'm going to propose is going to sound crazy, but I think if you do so by the end of 2019, you're going to have music that actually matters to you. All right, are you ready? Here's my theory. Number one, choose 4 playlists. 4 playlists. Can be from Spotify, can be from Apple, Amazon, Pandora, wherever. 4 playlists. These are your 4 playlists for 2019. So whenever you get ready to listen to music, you're going to go and you're going to find one of these playlists, and this is what you're going to listen to. And you're going to listen to them over and over and over. Now, you want playlists that get updated on at least a weekly basis at minimum, that get updated. So because as you go through the year, you're going to find there's going to be some songs that stay on that playlist for a long time, and you're going to become so familiar with them. Even if you don't like them, you're going to know them, right? Because you're going to, and you're not going to be skipping. You're just going to be listening to the playlist. You're going to use discipline, and you're going to, and if you don't like it, you're going to try to figure out why you don't like it. And if you do like it, you're going to figure out why you do like it. You're going to know that music. You're going to know that song because you're going to hear it over and over and over. 4 playlists. Make them, come up with some variety. You know, four different genres, four different types of playlists, four that just really, and these are your go-to playlists. When you wake up and you're like, what am I going to listen to today? Before you can make a decision, you pick one of those playlists and you hit play. These four playlists will be in constant rotation in your music listening habit throughout all of 2019. I know that's going to be hard to do, but do so. All right, that's number one, four. Now, if you listen to more music, if you listen to a lot of music, hours and hours and hours, you may want to increase that to five, but I would not go beyond five. If you don't listen to a lot of music, you may want to reduce that to three, maybe even two. If you, you know, only listen to like, you know, 20 something hours of music in an entire year, well, obviously, you know, one, okay, half of one, but just something that you're going to listen to over and over and over again, right? That's very important. Okay. I hope you got that. All right, four playlists. Everybody got that? Now let's move on to the next thing. The next thing, some of you may never do this. This may be a unique idea, but I do it frequently, so I'm going to challenge this. Whether you have Spotify, whether you have Apple Music, I'm not so sure about Amazon Music. I'm not as familiar with them, but I'm pretty sure they have something like this. Or if you use Slacker Radio, which I would strongly recommend because there's a lot of good stuff on Slacker Radio, I would pick four stations. These are the radio stations. If you go to Apple Music, you can go to radio stations. Obviously, one of my four is Beats One. Love Beats One. It will keep you informed about what's happening in your world. So many different kinds of programs, from Selection Radio to the Rocket Hour with Elton John. There's, you know, you've got Zane, you've got Julie, you've got Ebro, new music, you know, talking about what's happening in the music world. I would definitely pick Beats One as one. But even if you don't like Beats One, four stations. If you go to Apple Music and click on radio stations, there's all these genre-specific radio stations. You have pop, you have the top hits, the pop music, you know, pop now type radio station. You have you know, new pop now kind of radio stations. You have dance hits. You have electronic. You have chill. You have eclectic rock. You have so many different stations. You have new wave, alternative, indie. Whatever stations you pick, pick four of them. Either from Spotify has the same kind of concept. So four playlists, four stations. When you're not listening to a playlist, you're listening to one of these stations. That's what you are doing. And you listen to these stations throughout the year over and over and over again. So if you're not in the mood to listen to that playlist again, you click on one of those stations over and over. And there's probably going to be an overlap between those playlists, which are going to probably be genre specific, and those radio stations, which again are going to be genre specific. So guess what's going to happen? That overlap will give you even more repetition. So these songs you're really going to start knowing, but the radio stations will help you also discover new songs, especially if they're stations that are keeping up with what's happening within that genre. They're not an older, like a decade station, like an 80s or 90s. But if you want one of those, that's perfectly fine. Now you're mixing the old with the new. All right. So four stations. All right. Now I'm probably going to have more than four because Beats One is a definite. Today's top hits on Slacker Radio. That's probably number two. Indie. The indie station on Apple Music is probably number three. And then I've got a number on Slacker Radio that I like. The electronic hits channel is really good. The daytime dance channel is really good. The new pop now channel is pretty good. There's a lot. So there's a lot, but I'm going to try to find my way, if I can speak right, I'm going to try to find a way to reduce my number as well. Now I listen to more music than most people, so I can probably move it up to five, but I'm going to try to limit, because if I don't limit it, then I'm just going from station to station, song to song, genre to genre. And guess what? When it gets to the end of the year, did it really matter? Nobody really knows the answer to that question. Four playlists, four stations. Then once a week, you pick an album. And in that week, if you're not listening to one of those radio stations, if you're not listening to one of those playlists, you're listening to that album. You don't go to another album. You're stuck with that album for a week. You are stuck with that album for a week. And if you want to go to another album, that day. Let's say you do want to try a different album that day. You have to listen to that album of the week at least once that day before you go to another album. And if you're going to go to a third album, before you do so, you have to go back to the album of that week and listen to it again. So anytime you listen to another album, you have to listen to the album that you've chosen for that week again. So if you listen to, for example, you start the day, you're going to listen to the album you chose for that week. That's number one. All right, you finish it and you're like, okay, I don't know if I want to listen to another playlist or radio station. I think I'll choose another album. Okay, I'm going to go to this album. You can listen to it because you've already listened to the album chosen for the week once. At the conclusion of that album, you decide I'm going to go to another one. You have to go back. I know I'm repeating myself. Go back and listen to the album you've chosen for the week again before you can go on to another album. But listen carefully. If you're only going to spend 2 hours that day listening to music, right? One of those hours needs to be dedicated to playlist or radio station, and then the second hour to the album of the week, right? So you're going to have to listen to 3 hours of music if you want to listen to another album. Does that make sense? So if you only listen for 1 hour, if you're only going to listen to music for 1 hour, you have to choose playlist, radio, or the album of the week. If you're going to listen to 2 hours, now you can choose playlist or radio station or album in those 2 hours. 1 hour is going to be one of those. The second hour is going to be the second. If you're going to listen for 3 hours, right, you can now throw in a different album. Right. If you go 4 hours, so that fourth hour, you're going to have to go back to the original album if you're planning on listening to another album that day. Right. I hope that makes sense. So four playlists, 4 stations, 1 album for the week. The way you manage your time. Okay. I'm going to listen to music for 1 hour. All right, now in that hour, I can only pick one. That first hour, I only have 3 choices. My playlist, one of those radio stations, or the album of the week. But go to hour number two, I'm limited again, either radio station, okay, or now another playlist or another radio station for that second hour, or play the album of the week again. Now, if I go to a third hour and I've already listened to the album of the week once, then you can throw in a different album, right? At the conclusion of that, if you're going to go to the next hour, your choices are once again, radio station, playlist, or the album of the week again. And you have to listen to the album a week again before you can listen to another album. I hope that makes sense. I'm not trying to make it too convoluted, but I'm trying to force you to stick with the things what I'm trying to do is force you as much as possible that if you're going to try to expand at all, you've got to make sure you're listening to one of those playlists, one of those radio stations, and to the album that you've chosen for that week. How do you choose the album for the week? That's up to you. It can be brand new. It can be, if I'm still doing this podcast, something I suggest. It can be something you find. It can be an older album. I don't care. But guess what? If you listen to that album over and over and over and over for 7 days, you have a far greater chance at the end of that 7 days that by the end of the year, that album hopefully will mean something to you. The music will have mattered. All right. I'm going to stop there. I hope that makes sense. I know that gets a little convoluted in how I'm explaining it. You can modify it. But let me tell you, if you modify it, be very careful in modifying it that you do not expand what you're listening to too much. Don't give yourself too many choices, because the more choices you have, the less it will matter in the end. The more you limit yourself, the more it will matter. And you can limit yourself and still keep up with what's happening in music, still know what's going on, knowing what new music is being released, especially if you pick your radio stations wisely, right? If you have any questions, please let me know. please, I will do anything I can to help you because I want music to matter. I think that's my frustration. I just feel like we get to the end of the year and everyone's talking about, oh, this was my favorite album. This was the best album. I'm like, you listened to it 3 times. That's not the best of anything. I didn't even count. Right? You have to live with an album for it to really mean something. How do you even know how great it is? You know how you know an album is great when you reach number 12, number 13 times through and you want to listen to it again. If you're already tired of it after 3 or 4 or 5 times and you don't really care that much about it, it's not that great an album. The albums that are great are the ones you can listen to 1,000,000 times and still want to listen to it again. We all know that. We all know that. I mean, that's just common knowledge. You can't really determine the greatness of an album until you've reached, at a minimum, 10 times. I think 10 times is the minimum. But if you live with these playlists, you live with these stations, you live with an album, trust me, you're going to know. You're going to know. By the end of that 7-day period, you may be like, I don't ever want to hear that album again. And guess what? It won't show up in your end of the year list if you make one. Now you probably have albums on the end of the year list that you say are great or one of the best or your favorite. And come on. If you listen to it 2 more times, you wouldn't even listen to it ever again. So, all right. I hope this has been helpful. All right. I will stop there. I did the best I could. I've struggled with what to say for this episode, and I think this is the direction I should go. So this is the direction I went. Now I throw it out there in the world of the internet, and you can do with it as you please. I hope, though, that you will consider it, because I truly think that what I'm onto here, and I know it could be modified, it could be cleaned up and explained a little better, but what I believe I'm onto here is a way to help you end 2019, and you'll be able to say, music really mattered. Did music matter to you in 2018? If you can't say yes, let's make music matter in 2019. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WACMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WACMatters.com, please go to WACMatters.storemv.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WACMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/WACMatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com, where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/WACMatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at WACMatters.com. Have a great day.